secrets of the goji berry, give us a call at 877-888-4777. That's 877-888-4777.
You're listening to FirstAmendmentRadio.com, Galaxy 13, Channel 16, Audio 7.70, and worldwide on the Internet at FirstAmendmentRadio.com. You're listening.
Roll away the dawn. Roll away the dawn and let me see the land of the free. Has anything changed at all? Sweet liberty, sweet liberty is in our hands. It's part of the plan, or is it a state of mind? Never forget!
You're listening to Jackie Patru and Sweet Liberty. And now, here's your host, Jackie Butcher.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us tonight on Sweet Liberty. I've got a terrible buzzing in my headset, and I don't know if you're getting it. I haven't had this in a long time. Today is Monday, and it is the 21st of March in the year 2005. Terry Schiavo has been without water or food for approximately 79 hours. And the game goes on, ladies and gentlemen. One of you listening could give me a buzz. I was thinking maybe I should hang up and redial in. I don't know what you're getting. I'm getting a heavy buzzing that I don't normally hear. Our spiritual message this evening is from Ephesians 6, beginning at verse 9. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of Creator, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. When I see that word Lord, capital L, it bothers me. And of course the word God, capital G, bothers me. Now, the more we know, and the more we know the lies that we've been told, the religious beliefs, I don't know where to start here. Wednesday night, last Wednesday was our last shortwave broadcast. I did do Friday night. I stood in Friday night at 10 p.m. on the internet broadcast for Darren Weeks, our webmaster. Linda Kennedy was my guest, and Linda explained insurance reserve fraud. Folks, I'm going to see if I can understand it well enough myself to explain it to you, but I have reading to do first to be able to do that, and I was having problems being able to find the article. Lily called me because I couldn't get a hold of Linda today. Anyway, the corruption, first of all, here's something way off topic. You know, I don't know if you're aware, you probably are, that Wolfowitz was appointed by Bush to be the president of the World Bank. Isn't it interesting how all... hey, you're on the air.
Hi, you're not buzzing on the internet.
Oh, good. Who is this?
This is Becky.
Oh, Becky, thanks for calling, honey. Okay, I'm getting it in my headset. Can you hear me okay then?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Thanks, sweetheart.
Uh-huh.
Okay, bye. Folks, I just, this is, like I said, way off point, but Wolfowitz has been appointed by George W. Bush to be head of the World Bank. And you remember we have found out that it is true that the treasurer, the Treasury Secretary or Secretary of the Treasury, the U.S. Treasury, is actually he's something with the International Monetary Fund. I'm getting a call on another. I won't answer that. The call-in number here is 570-537-3025, and I did get a call from an internet listener. And said that we do not have a buzz, at least on the internet. Hi there, you're on the air.
You're coming in good down here in North Carolina, Jackie.
Is this my darling Melvin?
Yes, it is.
Gosh, it's good to hear your voice. Thank you, honey. Then it's just something in my headset.
Okay, you're coming in good.
Oh, great. Thanks, Mel.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. All right. The treasurer, the Secretary of the Treasury, for the United States is the, what the heck do they call him, the governor of the International Monetary Fund. You know, these should have been clues to us, folks. Hi, thanks for calling.
Hi, Jackie, it's Eleanor, and you're fuzzy but understandable.
Fuzzy but understandable.
That's on shortwave.
Thanks, honey, but no buzz, huh?
I don't hear a buzz.
Okay, thanks, Eleanor.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, folks, thanks for your calls. We our clues, those should have been clues to us. Well, maybe to some of you they were, but to me they weren't. I thought it was, you know, just it's, sometimes when we're first beginning to discover the lies, uncover the lies, it's so unreal. It seems so unreal that it doesn't quite hit us. But you think of the fact that the Treasury Secretary for the United States is the governor of the International Monetary Fund, and the President of the United States appoints the President for the World Bank, and it's another Jew, Wolfowitz, the hawk, the war hawk, and Chertoff, Michael Chertoff. He's an Israeli citizen, and he's head of Homeland Security today, folks. I don't know how that grabs you. I want you to know that in my mind, that what I'm seeing, what's happening with Terry, is this is what the world is like under Talmudic law, ladies and gentlemen. This is what the world is like under Talmudic law. And you can take this to the bank that this is exactly the process that we're under today. We are living under Talmudic law. If you haven't read the book that is online at our website, Jewish Persecution, it's right there on the main page. I really urge you to do so because it's laid out in there, and this is when things begin to become so clear to me. And so here we have, we'll just, if I can get my thoughts together, this is, okay, the U.S. Congress played their game. The House passed a bill, the U.S. House passed a bill, but then the Senate went ahead and passed a different bill. So the House of Representatives, they came back Sunday night late, and they voted to vote the law that the Senate passed, and this is to protect Terry, allegedly, that, and you know I haven't even read the doggone thing, but I understand that it prohibits withholding food and water from an individual unless they have given absolute, they personally have given absolute instructions. And what this allegedly did was allow the federal government to get involved and allow a federal court to hear this. And so new evidence could be admitted. Now, see, new evidence cannot be admitted, not in George Greer's court. So this federal judge, now remember that the tube, okay, wait, we'll go back here. We'll go back to Friday when the Congress, a congressional committee had summoned actually five subpoenas, subpoenaing Terri Schiavo and her husband Michael to appear before a hearing committee because they want to investigate allegations that have been made. And this was supposedly going to prevent the tube from being removed. However, Judge George Greer said, well, hell with you. You don't have any right in my court. And so he totally ignored it. Now, if I recall right, another judge had ordered the tube to be left in Terri and until the federal judge is able to hear it. And then Greer went ahead and just reinstated his order, and the tube was removed. The feeding tube was removed sometime just before 2 p.m. I think it was around 1:45 in the afternoon on Friday. Okay, so then it brings us up to the weekend, and so the House and Senate passed the same bill. And so this federal judge, James Whittemore, is the one that they said that the judge is selected by random. And this guy set the hearings not for like 8 or 9 o'clock this morning, but for 3 this afternoon. And he was accepting new evidence. Now, folks, I haven't read anything in detail about what transpired, but suffice it to say that it was thought, it was considered, and the probability that this federal judge, since he had to have a hearing to possibly do an investigation, would order the tube put back in. But he didn't do that. He said that he would consider the new evidence that was given to him, or the evidence, and he'd think about it. And I don't know if he gave a time or a day when he's going to give his decision on this thing. What I read about it, if my voice sounds scratchy and squeaky tonight, it's, you know, I feel like I am wound up like a watch that's been wound too tight. And it's even hard to talk. I can feel my voice straining. But anyway, what I read, a short item that I read, is that Gibbs, the lawyer for the Schindlers, went in and presented to this judge the fact that if he didn't rule against Michael Schiavo and let the tube go back in, that it would be a mortal sin for Terri, because it's taking her. I don't understand it. It has something to do with some statement, you know, that the Pope has made about not doing this because it's against their religion. And I don't know if there was anything else. I don't know if they entered the bone scans into evidence. I don't know if they entered Dr. Hemisfar's full report into evidence. I don't know if that Yehu went in there, and that's what he did, is argued on a religious note. And what I read is that this judge said, well, I don't know if I agree with you here. I'll think about it. So what kind of a game? And let's put this back together again, too. We know that all of this is absolutely unnecessary, and it is all being done to do exactly what it's doing to all of us. We've been tied up in knots. You can't think. You can't. It's so insane, and it's so evil. It is so evil beyond comprehension. But remember that all of the laws that are necessary to prohibit what is being done to Terry are on the books. They're the statutes in Florida today. And do remember that Governor Jeb Bush knows this. And it was spelled out clear as a bell in his amicus brief that was presented to the court October 2003, the last time they pulled the tube on Terry. It's there at the website in Terry's section at Sweet Liberty. And easy, Darren made it real easy for you to do it. Go to terry.sweetliberty.org. That's all you have to do. It'll take you right into Terry's section. There's a few items on the main page as you go in, and they're all in Terry's section. So here we are, and here's Terry. Now let me tell you one more thing that has been just eating at me, and it does not go away. And I don't like to entertain thoughts like this. It's the thoughts that are entertaining me. They're saying that it could take, 7 to 14 days, probably 7 to 10 days for Terry to die. The 18th was Friday. On the 24th, which is exactly 1 week, is Purim Eve. If you want to know about Purim, go into the Israel section in the website, in our website, sweetliberty.org, and you'll read all about Purim. It is a celebration of slaughter. And 24th is Purim Eve. That's the Feast of Esther, I guess. And then the 25th is Purim itself. Now, I'll tell you what the information, the evidence is out there. I have been listening to Fox News. I've been listening to CNN. They're coming right out. They're saying, well, Michael has this girlfriend, and is he really still even married? And you know, the man has not let her have any therapy, and all of the stuff that we know is starting to come out. I guess it's because it's so out there, folks. And yet, in the face of all of this, and all of the charade that's been going on with the U.S. Congress, it continues on. The beat goes on. And I remember, I think it was February the 27th, but I'm not really sure of the date, that George W. Bush, President George W. Bush, announced the war in Iraq. Yes, we are going to attack. And that day that he did that, I believe it was on a Friday, if I'm not mistaken, maybe, I don't know, it doesn't matter. But anyway, I was watching CNN, and that Aaron Brown, he is a slick son of a gun. He is so cool, and he sits there, and he leans his face on his hands, and his eyes look so soft, and it's just unbelievable how good these people are, how slick they are. But anyway, I think it was he that was talking, saying that we expect to hear from the president any moment now, that announcing that we will be attacking Iraq. And while he was talking, underneath that was a box. I want to remind you, this was the afternoon of the eve of Purim, okay? And there was a box, and it said presidential military decision or something like that. And then it said, folks, a time of our choosing. I stood there aghast. Although, you know what? People who don't know about Purim, people who don't know about Talmudic law and about the control that the Talmudists are wielding, not just over the U.S., but over the world, they wouldn't know what that meant. A time of our choosing. They chose the eve of Purim to announce the slaughter of so many Iraqis and so many young people the young men and women that are going over there, that have gone over there. It's bloodshed, and it's sacrificing to the bloodthirsty God that they worship, which is Lucifer. In the Bible, it's called Jehovah. But this is what it's all about, and I'm wondering, I read an item today, don't know if it's true. It was sent out by D. Rowe, and D. is somebody who's very close to the family. Said that Terry has a bad infection, that she got an infection, they think, from an improper removal of the tube. Now, you know damn well, if there is an infection, there won't be any medication given. But I was wondering, and also one of the notes said that they're sedating her heavily, and it occurred to me they could drug her to death if she's not dying soon enough. And if they wanted her to die at a time of their choosing, like the 24th or the 25th, they could just drug her to death, folks, because Michael Schiavo has already gotten Judge Greer's permission to immediately cremate her body. So there will be no proof of anything. And that's been very difficult for me to get that consideration out of my mind. This is insanity that we are experiencing. And when you hear the twists and you hear the lies on the Zionist controlled media, it makes me realize why I never watched the news. But isn't this something that all of the charades that they've been going through, and Jeb Bush, all he has to do is to wield the authority and the power and the responsibility that he has in that state. And so if I'm not able to understand insurance reserve fraud well enough to be able to explain it to you, I'm going to ask Linda to come on and talk about it with us, because folks, I can't imagine what else would be driving this. It's a way to launder money without all the people receiving the money. There's no trail. It's a reserve, an insurance reserve fund with no oversight. And it's liability insurance, but it's the criminals who are pulling all this. You know, so many times we've asked, what in the world, how does Michael Schiavo, who is he, that he has got all this power behind him? But he's just one of the little players in this thing. What this case is, truly I believe this, it's a watershed case, because in the face of now hundreds of thousands of people, millions of people have heard the truth at one time or another on all of these, even on the radio. I had to take Mariah to the vet on Friday, and even Rush Limbaugh was talking about it. And there's that other guy that, on my way back home, there was this other guy. I don't remember his name, but he's, I guess, pretty, mainstream, like a Rush Limbaugh, but they were all talking about it. They were talking about what's really going on behind the scenes. Not everything. They didn't talk about the bone scan. They didn't talk, about what it's like to die of dehydration. People keep saying starvation. It is not starvation. It is dehydration, and it's agonizing. Anyway, here's something I want to share this with you. This is something that I've got ready. Intended to do it this weekend, didn't get it done, but I've got it ready. Excuse me. Now to post to send over to Darren, and this is where's my important one? I had three of these babies. staple them together. I think I see it laying over on my computer. You guys, you got to hold on for just a second. I'm sorry. I have to go get it. You know, I used to be a secretary in a radio station, in an AM radio station in Flint, Michigan. And I was the secretary, to the general owner and general manager. And one of the worst things that you can do is have those long, silent times. And I know that. And I'm sorry, because I can't clone myself, and I thought I had all this together here. This is an article that was, it came from the Empire Journal. Sheriff hired Michael Schiavo as jail nurse. Now, this is part of the corruption and the stuff that has been going on, and the collusion, all of these people who are in this thing together. This was there's a note above it, and it says, note, I spoke with the representative of the sheriff's office today and confirmed that the current sheriff is Sheriff Coates, and this gentleman was an interim sheriff in Gulf County a few years ago, appointed to fill a vacancy until new sheriff was elected. So Gulf County folks know the man. That is now the sheriff of the area where Terry is caged in that hospice. He came aboard after Sheriff Rice left. They're talking about Coates, of course. Now Sheriff Rice is the one we're going to be talking about. Sheriff Rice was the one who was in office when this all began happening to Terry. And, of course, he would do nothing either. It says 4 days before joining Florida's House of Representatives in November 2004, Everett Rice left the office of Pinellas County Sheriff, a position he had held since 1988, and after 33 years in the Sheriff's Department. But before he left office, now this was 2004, folks, November 2004, before he left office, he hired Michael Schiavo, estranged husband and guardian of Terry Schiavo. The Empire Journal has learned that days before leaving office as Pinellas County Sheriff, Rice hired Schiavo, a registered nurse, to work in the Inmates Medical Care Division of the Pinellas County Jail. The relationship of Rice and Schiavo raises grave questions of alleged impropriety in the Terry Schiavo case and ongoing allegations of conspiracy, collusion, and cover-up, which have resulted in calls for Governor Jeb Bush to appoint a special prosecutor to investigate the matter and the impaneling of grand jury. Rice's hire of Schiavo came at the same time, listen to this, contentious guardianship proceedings were proceeding in the courtroom of his longtime friend, Sixth Circuit Court Judge George W. Greer, where Schiavo was seeking to end the life of his wife by court order of Greer. Are you following that, folks? Okay, look, we have to take a quick break here, and I hope you'll get your pen in your hand. This is a listener-sponsored broadcast, and we do need your support. I haven't been talking about it. We're still at least $6,000 behind. We took a great big huge chunk out of it. We don't seem to be making much headway now. We're keeping it in other words, at that 6,000 mark. But folks, we need your help to get it down where it belongs. We'll be right back.
You're listening to FirstAmendmentRadio.com worldwide. Freedom is never free. We need your support today at FirstAmendmentRadio.com.
Roll away the dog.
You have been listening to Jackie Petrou's Sweet Liberty program on the First Amendment Radio Network. This broadcast is also archived and audio streamed on the Internet at FirstAmendmentRadio.com. Sweet Liberty is a fully listener-sponsored program. Your donations to support these broadcasts are a necessity. Send your check or blank money order to Jackie Petrou, P.O. Box 190, Millerton, PA 16936. Again, send your check or blank money order to Jackie Petrou, P.O. Box 190, Millerton, PA 16936. Be sure to visit the sweetliberty.org website. Thank you for your continued support. And stay tuned to FirstAmendmentRadio.com.
All right, we're back here. All right. Sheriff Rice was the sheriff there since 1988 in Pinellas County. He refused to investigate allegations of abuse against Terry Schiavo. So in November of 2004, that was last November, he left the office of Pinellas County and he became a state representative. He's now a member of the Florida House of Representatives. Okay? And 4 days before he left, he hired Michael Schiavo to work in the Inmates Medical Care Division of Pinellas County Jail. Yes. The relationship of Rice and Schiavo raises grave questions of alleged impropriety in the Terry Schiavo case and ongoing allegations of conspiracy, collusion, and cover-up, which have resulted in calls for Governor Jeb Bush to appoint a special prosecutor to investigate the matter and the impaneling of a grand jury. Rice's hire of Schiavo came at the same time contentious guardianship proceedings were proceeding in the courtroom of his longtime friend, Sixth Circuit Court Judge George W. Greer, where Schiavo was seeking to end the life of his wife by court order of Greer. And after Rice had repeatedly refused to investigate allegations of abuse against Schiavo, according to informed sources, neither Schiavo nor his attorney, George Filos, disclosed to the court or attorneys for Terry's parents, Mary and Robert Schindler Sr., of Schiavo's change in employment, particularly in light of the disclosure February 23rd that the state's Department of Children and Family Services has opened an investigation into some 30 allegations of abuse, neglect, and exploitation of Terry Schiavo, according to pleadings filed before Greer by DCF attorneys. Michael Schiavo is the suspected abuser. The Empire Journal has also confirmed that the mother of Jody Santones, that Schiavo's living girlfriend and fiance, with whom he has two children. Okay, Jody Santones. Just a minute. The mother of Jody Santones, of his live-in girlfriend, his new wife, was employed in the civil division of the Sheriff's Department from June 18, 79 until June 25, 99, some 11 years, while Rice was sheriff. And at the same time, her son-in-law, well, that's talking about Michael, Schiavo had petitioned Rice's good friend, Judge Greer, to end her daughter-in-law's life. Rice's employment of Michael Schiavo came just weeks after Rice had allegedly, unlawfully, lent the prestige of his office and the resources of the sheriff's office in endorsement of the re-election of Greer in a televised political advertisement. Although prohibited by Florida statutes, Rice and other Pinellas County public officers, including State Attorney Bernie McCabe, Public Defender Bob Dillinger, allowed employees of their offices to appear in a campaign commercial for Greer, which inferred that Greer was, quote, tough on crime, although Greer is an administrative probate judge. According to Sheriff's employee, Sheriff Rice had authorized the use of the county-owned sheriff's car and the appearance of the uniformed deputy in Greer's TV commercial. State law prohibits that. The guy's sitting on the bench, folks. In 2003, Rice became the center of controversy in the Terry Schiavo case when Patricia Anderson, then attorney for the Schindlers, filed a motion asking Greer to recuse himself for alleged violations of judicial canons and bias. Greer has controlled the Schiavo case since 1998. In her affidavit, Anderson said that Rice had told her that he and Greer had discussed the Schiavo case at a ball game the night previous, with Rice, without other parties to the matter being present. Greer refused to recuse himself, and Rice later denied that he had made the comments to Anderson. John Carassus, an assistant attorney general in the office of Charlie Crist, was also involved in the controversy. Crist had previously denied that his office had ever received any allegations of abuse involving Terry Schiavo. Rice, as well as McCabe, has been directly involved in the Schiavo case, steadfastly denying requests to conduct alleged criminal investigations of criminal wrongdoing in the matter by Michael Schiavo. Now, don't you have to believe, folks, that every one of these people are getting a big, huge chunk of money handed to them for what they're doing here? Doesn't that make sense? And why would they be doing it? Not just because somebody told them to. There's got to be something in it for them, and there's got to be a big, big, big chunk of change. For all we know, each of them are going to get $1 million or $2 or $3 or $4 million, because in the insurance reserve fraud, there are mega millions of dollars to be used for things like this, folks. This goes on. Rice and Schiavo's attorney, George Filos. Sheriff Rice and Schiavo's attorney, George Filos, have also served on the board of directors of the Hospice of Florida Suncoast, the corporation which operates the Woodside Hospice in Pinellas Park, where Terry Schiavo is in residence. Filos failed to disclose his affiliation with the hospice at the time in April 2000 when he and Michael Schiavo moved Terry to the hospice. However, it has since been learned by the Empire Journal that the proper certification for Terry's admittance to the hospice was never completed and that she was not legally designated as terminal, a requirement to be admitted to a hospice and for her care to be paid for by Medicare. The federal government has initiated collection. Listen to this. The federal government has initiated collection procedures against the Hospice of Florida's Suncoast to recover some $14.8 million, which they say was unlawfully paid to the hospice as a result of fraudulent claims made for Medicare reimbursement for patients that were not terminally ill and therefore not eligible for hospice care. Allegedly, at a time when both Rice and Filos were members of the hospice board of directors. Terry Schindler Schiavo has been at the center of a life and death tug of war between her parents and Michael Schiavo, while her husband has sought permission in the probate court of Greer to end the life of his wife by the removal of the assisted feeding. Her parents have fought in Greer's courtroom to keep her alive, saying that she could be rehabilitated with therapy and proper treatment, which has been denied the woman. Unless the stay is issued by the Second District Court of Appeals or other action is forthcoming by the legislature or other agencies, Terry Schiavo will have her feeding tube removed at 1 p.m. Friday, which will result in her death by starvation in 7 to 10 days. It is dehydration, and she's about 79 hours into it, ladies and gentlemen. I read a piece today. I should have printed that out and shared it with you tonight. Judge Greer, I think I will do that. I think I'll do that tomorrow night. George Greer, was given an award, one of the most prestigious awards that is given out by the Florida Bar. And the man that gave it out to him, that presented him with the award, said that he had passed the test. Passed the test. If this woman is killed, murdered, while we all sit around talking about it, folks, you better know that anytime they want to get rid of any one of us, whew, wouldn't you hate to have to go into a hospital? You think about how easily they could do somebody in, because all of the records from all of the hospitals go into the one big database. And let's say that you might be one of those little worrisome gnats flying around, and maybe your name is tagged, is red flagged or something, if it ever comes up. And let's say you're scheduled for a surgery. You know how easy it would be for them to get in to a hospital and see to it that the person that was red flagged dies, or maybe goes into a coma and then maybe has their food and water. Their water. Maybe they are dehydrated to death just to cause them some torment before they leave the physical body. Do you know how easy that would be? This is a watershed case, I guarantee you that. Here's another article, and I think I shared this with you a while back, and I'll just start it here. This is on the website. It's under, it's in Terry's section, and it's under collusion, and it's about George Filos. Terry Schiavo to die in attorney's death factory. Suncoast Hospice boss was George Filos. And it begins, man, quote, finds wife unconscious. Man keeps wife unconscious. Man gets malpractice. Do you know that it was 7 years after he got that money? You know, he stood in front of that jury, the sympathetic people in the jury, and he said that he had become a nurse or was in nurse's training at the time because he wanted to take Terry home and take care of her for the rest of her life. Well, he was awarded, I think it was $1.7 million. Well, maybe it was $2 million altogether. $1.3 for Terry's care and rehabilitation. And I think they awarded him $700,000 for his loss. And the medical malpractice, evidently, was in two places. One was her gun. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Jackie. This is Kate of Linwood.
Hi, Kate.
What I can't figure out, I heard one night, you know, I sleep and wake up with a shortwave on. I heard that there was millions of dollars of Medicaid fraud. Millions. Now, how would this enter into him wanting to, actually, he's murdering his wife.
Yeah.
Now, tell me, how does this figure in this whole macabre horror?
Well,
can you explain,
Kate? I don't know, but think about this. Okay, he was already in collusion with Rice.
Right.
And Rice was in collusion. He was on the board with Philos of the hospice.
Right.
Okay. This situation happens with Terry, and it's an opportunity for them to get a lot of money once again.
Okay.
Because, see, she wasn't supposed to go into a hospice.
No.
Because she wasn't terminal.
Correct.
So all the time she's been there, evidently they've been collecting Medicaid on her life. But I think it goes beyond it. I think that what Linda Kennedy explained to us Friday night, and I'm sorry it was only on the Internet, but I'm sure that Linda would come back on, and if I can't get this clear enough in my mind to explain it, insurance reserve fraud. There's multi-millions of dollars in the insurance reserve and there's no oversight. But I'm going to try, if I can tomorrow, there's a couple of articles I can read to where I can hopefully get a grip on this, honey. But, Kate, there's got to be millions of dollars.
I heard there was so much money involved. And what burns me up is, because we're run by the Jews, and you know it, the Talmudic law, which was put into effect with the No-Hide laws in 1991, and George Bush, and the whole Bush family, there's pictures of him in a yarmulke hat all the time.
We got it on our web. We got a picture of him in his yarmulke.
Yep.
Lighting the menorah.
Yes.
And we've got a picture of, it's in the website there in the, I believe, in the Israeli section, Kate.
Yep.
And we have another picture of him in his yarmulke with his head against the wailing wall in Israel, honey.
Yeah, I think, and this church also is Israeli Mossad, and his father was a rabbi. He's a little midget, and his wife is very involved in the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League. And all these judges are under the Talmudic law.
Yes, they are.
What you call a sacrifice to Moloch.
Yep.
And I am sick of this, that they're playing a game, this judicial system, our White House, and passing the buck on the life of this poor woman. And Michael Chernoff, to me, is a sociopath, that there's a question about potassium imbalance. And if you don't have potassium, your heart stops.
Yeah. What do you,
Jackie? What do you do when we're the whole planet is just run by these creatures?
Well, we're living in it, aren't we, Kate?
Oh, it's terrible. I cannot believe it. I do home care. I've worked in nursing homes, and I am appalled that the president, so called, he's not mine, would allow this to go on. And Jeb Bush knows at one moment he could stop this.
Yes.
But there is a payoff into the millions. And hospice is a very evil, what would you call it, institution. Because like you said, it's to die, to kill you. And what a pity that we don't have these so-called Judeo-Christian preachers and priests to stand up. I am appalled.
Well, there's a bunch of them standing out there with their candles.
Oh, yeah. What good is that?
Yeah.
Greer should be arrested. The lawyer should be. And Michael Chernoff, I don't know what. All he had to do is, if he couldn't handle it, is to divorce her and turn the relationship over to her parents.
You mean
you're
Michael?
Too much involved.
Michael Schiavo, honey.
Pardon me?
Michael Schiavo.
I mean, there's...
yeah. You got him mixed up with Chertoff.
What are we going to do?
The Israeli Jew.
All right, I won't hold you up, but I just...
You're not holding us up,
honey. No, I had heard... I'm sorry I didn't hear, because sometimes you hear something good on the shortwave, because the shortwave's been taken over.
Yes.
And all we have is prostitutes on there, and that's a shame. Because you seem to be the only one bringing this forth. Well, Jackie, I don't know. What can we do?
We keep taking one breath after another.
Uh-huh.
And life a drop at a time, Kate. Because we are in it, honey. We are in
yes,
it.
Big time. And you know, they believe in torture.
Oh, God. Oh, I know that. You know, I know that. I don't think people have, you know, the book... what the heck is it called? Jewish Ritual Murder?
Oh, yeah, I have that.
Oh, my God, so do I. And
by Julius Streicher, you should read it.
Oh, I read it, honey.
Oh, my God.
I read it. And they do terrible things.
Yep.
They open people's mouths and pour hot lead down them.
Yep.
They poke. They are so unhuman. They're not inhumane. They're not human, Kate.
I don't know what kind of brand they are, but they love to drain the blood out of, especially little white children, and then they take their body and just throw it somewhere, you
yeah.
know. I mean, when I read that, I could...
Well, I wonder...
I recall when Alan was there about the Jewish poisoners. They've been poisoning us for 4 millennia in your food, in your medicine. I mean, I'm scared to even go to a Jewish doctor.
But we... How about any doctor today?
Well, any doctor.
But we have to remember there are many people born into that, into the families, and into that so-called religion.
Mm-hmm.
And they're being, the same thing is happening to them. They're being used, Kate, just
mm-hmm.
exactly the way all these Judeo-Christians have been used, honey, to help bring in this ungodly system.
Well,
and you know, in the protocols,
yep.
They call the, well, they said that they refer to him as their king despot of the blood of Zion. He'll be ruling the world from Israel there. And so many Judeo-Christians believe that it's going to be Jesus returning.
I know. I had them in my family. I had an argument today. I'm amazed how they've been brainwashed and mind controlled.
Yeah.
And, you know, they have that radiation, electromagnetic waves comes through, like your cell phone, your microwave oven. It's all over. And they use that. They go to certain places on top of a truck, in an airplane, and you don't feel it.
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
I'm glad you brought that up. I've got articles of investigations that they have done in the UK, and they have reported that the cell phones cause, and especially in children with
yes.
their developing brains, but they can cause benign tumors that can appear later on. And, you know, we've never heard that I know of. Of course, I don't watch the news,
yep.
but I've had Fox News on today, and they had a quickie report on it about how it affects the DNA. And you know how many parents are buying cell phones for their children?
I know, in the schools, for goodness sakes, they carry them around and in the classrooms. And, I mean, how can you... This is insane. I'm just appalled that they're using this young lady, Terry,
well,
for their game.
She, you know what they do? They take any situation and turn it to their advantage.
Yep.
And because Terry, for whatever reason, became known, not just nationally, but internationally, the website that was erected for her, and then when they, you know, we got wind of it, many of us, the broadcasters, began talking about it, and it's all over the Internet, they just used it. She's the watershed case. And this
and they
is...
did that the same with the abortions, you know, like you say, like Roe and, what was that?
Roe versus Wade.
So they use that. And this has got to stop, or they're just going to totally destroy this whole planet, for God's sake.
That's
because the Never Forgive, Never Forget, they're going to move everything to Jerusalem. Now they just built another Holocaust, disgusting museum in Jerusalem of the Holocaust.
Yeah, and they've got a huge court there, too, that is speculated, that is intended to be the actual world court.
Yes.
And it's a humongous thing. I've seen it. I've
mm-hmm.
they've got photographs of it on the internet, and it's a oh my God, it looks like something out of the ancient times.
And you know their connection with 911.
Yeah.
Silverstone, when they took millions of dollars of gold, and they there was an airplane that gathered that together, and somewhere they was connected with a helicopter. I mean, and they took that and bought, like hundreds of acres in the Carolinas, and they have a big, like a university teaching little Jewish kids how to rule the world. I mean, they have
yes.
the highest technology. This is insane.
Yes, it is, darling.
And they're taking prisoners in the middle of, like, 3 a.m. in the morning, dissidents, and putting them in different countries and torturing them.
Yep.
You know what's scary?
And I'll bet you that every state passed the bill that was passed in Pennsylvania about 6 years ago.
Yeah.
One little page, about three paragraphs, that allow them to transfer prisoners
mm-hmm.
from Pennsylvania to other countries. Ruth, Kate, I'm sorry.
I know, this is unbelievable.
Yeah, well, it is.
Thanks for letting me talk. I just feel... Yes. What a sacrifice for using this poor woman, like you said, to gain full control under their diabolical.
What they're doing, they're showing us the power of the courts, Kate.
Yes.
And they did that back in 2000 with the Bush-Gore debacle. For 3 weeks, we all sat breathless, wondering which court was going to decide what, and when there was going to be a president. I watched it, and I knew what was happening. They were giving the people in America the implanting in them how powerful the courts are. And this is Talmudic Law. We're out of time here, sweetheart.
Right, thank you,
Jackie. Thank you. Okay, bye-bye. Folks, we'll be back with you tomorrow night. And I think... Anytime you get a chance to call a radio broadcast, you talk about the facts. If they're talking about starvation, you tell them it's dehydration. And ask, just start dropping the term. It just smacks of insurance reserve fraud. There are too many people connected here to that nothing else makes any sense. That millions of dollars is being put in the hands of these people to kill Jerry Schiavo, to make the point that no matter the evidence out there, they're going to do it. I don't know if they're going to do it. We know that with our Creator, all things are possible.
Roll away the dough.
You have been listening to Jackie Petrou's Sweet Liberty program on the First Amendment Radio Network. This broadcast is also archived and audio streamed on the internet at firstamendmentradio.com. Sweet Liberty is a fully listener-sponsored program. Your donations to support these broadcasts are a necessity. Send your check or blank money order to Jackie Petrou, P.O. Box 190, Millerton, P.A. 16936. Again, send your check or blank money order to Jackie Petrou, P.O. Box 190, Millerton, P.A.